Chapter 9, Mr. Bixby's Dirty Little Secret. Anna arriva peu de temps après le drame. Passée la surprise, elle rapatria Bill et Arthur chez elle, le temps d'y voir plus clair.
I think the sheriff will have some new questions for you after what's happened. What is going on around here? I can't believe this is all happening.
Anna n'avait plus rien de la jeune femme enjouée du début du séjour. Bill et Arthur étaient sains et saufs, mais cet incendie n'allait pas manquer d'attiser la curiosité des journalistes, déjà appâtés par la mort de Latimer. Pixel n'avait vraiment pas besoin de ça.
« You should call your parents and let them know you're okay, » Anna said to Arthur. « I don't want them to hear about this through the media. »
Elle habitait une jolie maison dans la petite ville de San Anselmo. Après une bonne douche, Arthur se glissa dans les draps douillés de l'une des chambres d'amis, mais impossible de fermer l'œil. Il entendait Anna et Bill discuter de l'incendie depuis le salon.
« So you don't think it's an accident ?»« I don't see how it can be, Anna. »« But why ?»« Well, I can't prove anything, but I think someone was trying to get at me. » At Arthur, or both of us. Do you trust this kid? Arthur? He hasn't done anything. I know. He could have died tonight. Of course he didn't set the house on fire, but he wasn't far off when you found Latimer dead in his office, right? And now my house? It's weird. Well, I think you're too tired and shocked to think clearly right now. Let's try and get some sleep.
Au bout de quelques minutes, on entendit des portes se fermer et le silence revint dans ce havre de paix qu'était la maison d'Anna. Arthur poussa un long soupir. Bixby n'avait pas tort, dans le fond. Dès qu'il se trouvait quelque part, un drame se produisait. Il n'était pas sûr de réussir à se rendormir, après ce début de nuit mouvementé, mais la fatigue finit par lui fermer les paupières, et il sombra dans un sommeil réparateur. La journée du lendemain débuta par un passage chez le shérif pour y faire la déposition de circonstances.
You're becoming a permanent guest, the cop joked when Arthur entered the office.
Le garçon espérait bien ne plus jamais remettre les pieds ici. Mais ne dit-on pas jamais 203? Bon, je préfère ne pas trop y penser. La corvée achevée, Arthur, Bixby et Anna retournèrent au ranch. Arthur fut heureux d'y retrouver son copain Jean, le vigile, autour d'un petit déjeuner revigorant.
Could you look after our young friend today, Jean? Anna asked. I have so much to handle that I won't be able to do anything with him.
Oh, sure, no worry, the security guard answered.
I'm not working here today, Bixby informed them. A visit to the city will be a welcome break from the studios. I really need it.
I understand, and I wish I could do the same, Anna sighed, but I have to get this paperwork done.
Anna and Bill Bixby said goodbye. Arthur was alone with the security guard in the cafeteria.
Thank you, Jean, the boy said. I'm pleased to spend the day with you. I think we can say that you're my official...
C'était quoi le mot pour accompagnateur?
I'll be your chaperone once more, young man, Jean said with a friendly smile.
Arthur se racla la gorge. Il brûlait d'envie d'aborder un sujet un peu délicat, mais il ne savait pas trop par quel bout présenter les choses.
Jean, he began, I know you won't believe me, but I think we need to follow Mr. Bixby to the city.
What?
But why?
I think Bill is implicated...
Comment on dit ça déjà?
Ah, ça y est. Involved.
What do you mean? Involved in the murder? But he just lost his own house. I'll explain on the road. I just want you to trust me. Please, let's go. Arthur stood up, impatient, and Jean agreed to follow him, even if he only seemed half convinced.
Do you have a car? Arthur asked.
Yes, it's parked down there.
Ils montèrent dans un vieux cabriolet qui semblait sortir d'un feuilleton des années 70, et quand ils arrivèrent en vue de la grille, quelques minutes plus tard, ils aperçurent la voiture rouge de Bixby qui était sur le point de sortir de la propriété.
« On ne le lâche pas, » marmonna Arthur, concentré.
« What? I mean, don't lose him. »
La circulation était fluide. Jean gardait ses distances, un peu mais pas trop, avec un art consommé de la filature. On aurait dit qu'il avait fait ça toute sa vie. 50 minutes plus tard, Bill Bixby se gara devant une maison victorienne du quartier de Hyde Ashbury, non loin du fameux Golden Gate Park. « Là, ça devient intéressant, » commenta Arthur quand le suspect pénétra dans la maison.
« What ?» Jean asked. « This is becoming interesting, » Arthur translated. « Very interesting. »
Arthur avait l'impression d'être un flic en planque, comme dans les films, mais il trouvait quand même le temps long. Les minutes s'égrenaient, interminables, et il ne se passait rien du tout. Mais que pouvait bien faire Bixby dans cette fichue baraque?
Can you explain just exactly what we're doing? Jean asked.
Arthur raconta toute son histoire, à partir du moment où il avait surpris le mystérieux coup de fil donné par Bixby dans les toilettes du Mark Finn Ranch. Jean l'écouta en silence, sans l'interrompre. C'était difficile de deviner ce qu'il pensait, car son visage était neutre, concentré.
You think I'm stupid or I'm crazy? Arthur asked when he had finished his story. I wouldn't say that, kid, the security guard answered. But you've got a lot of imagination, that's for sure. Who knows what the truth really is? That's why I want to follow Bill. If he's really guilty, he will make an error at one moment or another.
Jean tapotait le volant nerveusement.
Looks like you're trying to get me involved in a dangerous game, kid, he said. I can't believe you nearly got burned alive in that house last night. What a terrible thing to happen.
Yes, it was terrible.
You're feeling okay now, though. Not too upset?
I'm feeling all right, don't worry.
Okay, okay. I hope you managed to save some of your stuff. Did you lose a lot in the fire?
Well, my suitcase. Anna gave me some clothes she had at her place. Her brother is my age, apparently.
Oh, I'm sorry that you lost your clothes. I hope you didn't lose anything precious.
No, I managed to save my two presents, said Arthur.
Your presents?
Yes, the cat model, Tony's gift, and a yearbook.
Jean seemed surprised. He checked his watch. We've been waiting for nearly an hour now. I'm starting to get tired of this mystery.
Arthur allait répondre lorsque Bixby réapparut sur le perron de la demeure, suivi d'une jeune femme plutôt avenante. Ils s'embrassèrent. Jean leva les yeux au ciel.
Yes, yes, I know what you think, said the boy, trying to justify himself.
Do you?
You'll see. I know I'm right.
Whatever.
Bill Bixby was headed towards his car. He was looking all around with a worried expression, as if he was checking that he wasn't being followed. The two amateur spies sank down into their seats to conceal their presence.
See? Exclaimed Arthur.
Bixby's behavior had started to confirm his suspicions. Apparently, Gina agreed.
Okay, kid, let's follow him some more.
Bill's car headed downtown. He drove through Hayes Valley, a rich neighborhood, then past the city hall of San Francisco, the town hall with its vast esplanade.
C'était un quartier ponctué de nombreux monuments assez anciens, celui où les fortunes de la région pouvaient se retrouver pour assister à des pièces de théâtre, des événements organisés au Veteran Hall ou encore des concerts. Mais Bixby ne resta pas dans le secteur. Il longea Van Ness Avenue sur quelques blocs, puis prit sur la droite et enfin sur la gauche, pour rejoindre Russian Hill. Au sommet de cette grande colline, on avait une vue époustouflante sur la baie. C'était le décor parfait pour filmer des courses-poursuites. Au loin, on pouvait voir les énormes portes-containers qui venaient de passer sous le Golden Gate pour rejoindre le port d'Oakland, les voiliers qui scintillaient autour de l'île d'Alcatraz.
Enjoy the view, Jean said to Arthur, as they were driving down the hill and crossing in front of a cable car full of tourists.
Le tram remontait vers le centre-ville en faisant un bruit d'enfer le long de ses rails.
Houses were absolutely gorgeous in this neighborhood, each one brighter and more colorful than the last.
Seems like our friend doesn't want to be followed, Jean mumbled.
What makes you say that?
Because he couldn't have taken a shorter route to get where he's going.
Do you know where he's going?
I've got a pretty good idea. I'd swear he's heading for the marina.
Bixby kept on until he arrived at the esplanade in front of the marina. He parked on the huge parking lot. Apparently, he wasn't the only one to have had the same idea. A lot of people, alone in their cars, were coming here to have lunch and to enjoy the view whilst eating. Still observed by Arthur and Jean, Bixby got out of his car and walked towards another vehicle parked further down on the same parking lot, a black Lexus with tinted windows.
Aha, said Arthur triumphantly.
Jean didn't answer.
Un homme en complet gris sortit de la Lexus et rejoignit Bixby qui s'était assis sur un banc et feignait de contempler la surface de l'eau. L'animateur extirpa une clé USB de sa poche.
We can't hear what they're saying, Arthur complained. Stay behind me, said Jean, opening the glove compartment.
Il attrapa dans la boîte à gants un petit pistolet à impulsion électrique.
What are you going to do? Arthur inquired.
You've convinced me. He should be happy. Le vigile s'approcha à pas de loup des deux hommes. Arthur le suivait de près, le cœur battant et la sueur aux tempes. L'inconnu en complet gris aperçut le duo juste au moment où il était sur le point de prendre la clé USB tendue par Bixby.
« Shit !» he shouted. He jumped into the Lexus and drove away, tires screaming.
Bixby tried to escape as well, but Gene blocked him. There was a short fight between the two men, but the security guard was clearly the strongest. He pushed Bixby back on the bench.
What are you doing, Bill? What's all this about?
Gene shouted, taking the USB stick from his colleague.
Were you following me? Bixby retorted with an air of false outrage.
The boy suspected you, and now I can see he was right.
I don't understand. Let me go.
Arthur, who'd stayed behind, moved forward and asked, Are you spying on Pixel? Is it related to I-88? Why did you kill Latimer?
Latimer? You think I killed Latimer?
No, I would never have done such a thing.
He was my mentor, my model. He recruited me and believed in me. I would never have hurt him.
Arthur looked at Jean, not knowing what to think. Il y avait des accents de sincérité troublants dans la voix du suspect.
I just needed some money, said Bill.
It was easy for me to crack I-88 and try to sell it. I'm a spy, yes, a thief, a robber if you want, but not a killer. I badly needed this money. I'm in a lot of debt.
You'll have to do better than that.
I've got the feeling you're not telling us the whole truth, Jean grumbled. Il fit grésiller le canon de son taser sous le nez de l'animateur. On aurait dit qu'il était prêt à l'électrocuter sur place s'il ne se mettait pas à table.
Jean, maybe this is a job for the police, don't you think? Arthur said.
Jean parut soudain gêné et il relâcha la pression.
Yes, you're right, kid. I'm innocent as far as Latimer is concerned, Bixby repeated. The cops will soon find out that I'm not the killer they're looking for.
Jean punched a number on his phone, and the police arrived a few minutes later. Crissement de pneus sur l'asphalte, gyrophares et portières qui claquent, le grésillement des radios se mélangeait aux aboiements secs des flics qui approchaient, mains sur la crosse de leur arme de service. Arthur déglutit. Il se sentait tout petit et pas du tout à sa place.
Here's the man, said Jean, indicating the guilty Bill Bixby.
Les policiers embarquèrent Bill Bixby, non sans lui avoir au préalable passé les menottes, tout en récitant le sempiternel couplet des lois Miranda.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you.
L'espion démasqué avait l'air à la fois accablé et soulagé, comme si sa conscience était libérée d'un poids trop lourd. Il s'adressa à Arthur une dernière fois avant que la porte du véhicule de police ne se referme sur lui.
Be careful, boy. I don't think the fire in my house was intended to hurt me. You were the target.
Une menace? Non, plutôt une mise en garde de la part de cet homme résigné qui ne semblait même pas en vouloir au gamin. C'était étrange. Si Bixby avait vraiment eu quelque chose à cacher au sujet de Latimer, il ne se serait pas laissé faire ainsi, non ?